and start with, I'm going to do a landscape here.
It's October when the trees outside are bursting with color, and Bjorn Bernstrom is painting an early autumn scene of a road curving into bright trees.
This is a distant, it's going to be a distant tree, some horizon.
A circle of students watches with rapt attention as he creates the trees with short, stabbing motions of his brush.
What's the difference between the way you paint and traditional watercolor technique?
At least what I've heard. I think I use more pigments in my paintings, stronger. And also like to use effects that in traditional watercolor is forbidden, or mistakes like blooms, bleeds, and backgrounds that often are called mistakes. But I enjoy using them for effects like bushes, trees, and horizons. And
so kind of taking advantage of the way the water pools and the way the water can work on the page.
Yeah, that's correct. Letting the water and the colors work more than I work or am the master. The water is the master of the painting, and you follow what happens.
To fill in the trees in his painting, Bernstrom mixes a shade of moody green from yellow and black. He says when it comes to the color green, he never uses pre-mixed ones because he finds them too bright, even unnatural. One of his students, Judy Miller from Phelps, says Bernstrom's color choices are somewhat of a challenge to traditionalists.
He uses a much darker palette than I do. I kind of went from doing lots of flowers and florals and things that are bright and stuff, but he does things from a different approach and a different way. It then broadens what you might try and discover what you can do for your own ways of doing things.
And you can see you don't have to use your brush like this. This is not the only way.
Some of your students were pointing out to me, and I also noticed that the colors you use in your paintings are somewhat different than many other watercolors I've seen. They're kind of darker.
Well, I'm Scandinavian.
Is that because of the landscape in Sweden?
I'm sure, and the mentality. We have long dark periods, but we also have northern lights, and we have a strong cool light in Sweden. We don't have that warm, bright light like in your country, Arizona, or. So it's a different lighting in Scandinavia, and the mood of people, I think. We are a bit like that.
Despite the darker hues, Bernstrom's paintings seem to share a sort of glow. He says the scenes that strike him are the ones with a quality of light that seems almost mystic.
And I seldom use people in it or figures, because if you put a figure into a road painting, then the focus is on that figure. Then you think, what is he doing? That you don't think about the forest and the rest of it. But if you paint without figures, then your mind starts to work, but a lot more, and think about what happened here, and the whole painting tells a story.
A story that could take place in Bernstrom's faraway native Sweden, or right here on the landscape of rural Wisconsin. Natalie Jablonski, WXPR News, Rhinelander.